The runner-up for 217 is Jonathan Ray.
So, Jonathan Ray, the runner-up of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards last night in Liverpool. The Northern Ireland racer was pipped at the post by Sir Mo Farah. Here's what Jonathan had to say after picking up his prize.
What we did this year on the track was, you know, I can't even aim to do that next year. I mean, 16 race wins out of 26 races, it's unheard of. So I know I can't start to feel like this is normal because it's really not. I need to savour this moment because right now this is my time. Next year could be someone else's. I'm going to face so many difficult moments. So 2017 has been incredibly kind to me. It must be odd numbers. You know, 13 was the birth of my son, Jake. 15 was my first world championship and the birth of Tyler. And now 17, this incredible year is... you know, beyond my wildest dream.
Well, the former road racing champion Philip McCallum is with us this morning. Morning to you, Philip.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the iNewspaper sports journalist Kevin Garside. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
I was, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. Maybe my bad, but he was within a couple of thousand of winning this, Kevin.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, when I was discussing this with a member of your team beforehand, and he the question was, how do you think he'll do? And I said, I predicted second, funnily enough, and thought he could just win it, simply because, well, there are two elements. First of all, the huge priesthood of motorcycle fans out there who absolutely love this sport, but they're in their own world, but it's a big world. And also the fact that of locale, you know, the geography of being from Northern Ireland, and we'll obviously garner the majority of the vote from that part of the world. So he always had a chance, I thought.
Philip?
Yeah, it was just absolutely marvellous what he'd done. And it does show you, like you just said there, the support that motorcycling gets in this country. Well, you know from previous shows, Stephen, when things are debated, it gets a little bit hot sometimes. So, but when it comes to supporting and following the man, we do it. And to be honest, to win three world championships in a row is just unbelievable. And likely and hopefully he'll go on. If his form continues, and there's no reason it shouldn't, he should go on, hopefully, to win a fourth world title.
And I guess some people might be kicking themselves this morning, especially people from Northern Ireland, Philip, that maybe they intended to vote didn't, because this was close. This was really close.
I think that this has been a big wake-up, really, for the people that didn't. I had a few phone calls last night, to be honest, myself, and I spoke to a couple of people while driving into work this morning, and that's what they're saying. Oh, if I would have voted, I meant to vote, and I forgot, or some people went to vote, and then the voting closed, and they missed it. So, yes, I think next year, if it does come to this again, and the people realise, really, to be honest, I think what happened, we deep down, we all know he... was hopefully fit to win that award, but you know we're Irish, we are a little bit modest, and we think we don't sometimes stand a chance against. Like let's not forget Lewis Hamilton, you know, F1 world champion, was in the running for this as well. So we all believed and hoped he had a chance, but I think this has been a wake up as to just how close he really was.
What about the pretty unfortunate, Kevin, embarrassing feed that was cut when Mo Farah won?
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you can't alter that kind of stuff, can you? Whatever the reason, most unfortunate. But also, not only that, you know, some of the reactions that have been caught on social media of correspondents in the crowd. You know, Paula Radcliffe's husband, for example, muttering something untoward. All linked to the former coach of Mo Farah. For all his brilliance and for all that he's loved by the wider public, the members of the public, Mo, there is still, I think, certainly within journalism circles and reporters circles, some kind of unfortunate association with Zalazar, his coach, who has been investigated for doping in sport and stuff. And he can't, although he's split with him now, there's a sense in which that association has harmed Mo, and he's referred to it often enough himself. I think the other thing that's interesting about all of this as well is that, you know, Jonathan Ray, he actually turned up. You know, they asked him to get on a bike, and he got on the bike and rode it into the studio in Liverpool. You know, he was engaged. He was there, and I think it showed just how much he cared about his sport and how much he cared about being there. Hamilton, they have to get on a feed. Mo Farah, they get on a feed. Chris Froome, they get on a feed. And I don't know if you want to talk about Chris Froome, but that was rather awkward as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.